to do this anymore. Was it 20 minutes? No, it was 20 minutes worth of footage. God,
self-realization that you fucked up. Anyways,
hi guys.
Hi guys.
hi guys. So, fuck lah.
Someone fucked up.
someone fucked up, and it's me.
We were supposed to take a break.
Yeah, but we took a break. But then I go restart the whole fucking thing. So 20 minutes worth of footage is gone. So now I have to fucking start again. Oh my god. And now it doesn't feel authentic if I have to start again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we can just change the whole topic.
Yeah, let's.
We haven't. Lucky we haven't started the main topic.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, it's not important, lah. Yeah. Basically,
it was just more of us just blabbering, lah.
Yeah, the first part of the by right, the first part of the podcast was a podcast. First
so
part of
the suddenly podcast.
Podcast. The first part of the podcast,
yeah,
was just me bragging about myself.
Yeah, with the way the customer service.
Yes, yeah. Basically, I treat people very well, lah.
Yeah,
yeah. That's masih aku masih. What was the other thing that we
talked
about?
Second part was privilege Singaporeans.
Privileged Singaporeans.
About the stupid Uniqlo and the Swatch thingy.
Uniqlo and Swatch.
Yeah.
Itu perangai bodoh.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. Now that we are in this topic for a while, siapa tu kinky?
Yeah. Interruption after interruption.
Asal ada gitu?
I think cause Fesha is in the room but never opened door. Anyways.
Okay. Yeah. So, the Swatch.
Yeah.
The Omega Swatch. Mm. I don't know if it's like an authentic source of news, I guess. But apparently like someone in Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
What's wrong Hong Kong with me?
Hong Kong. Hong Kong. Hong Kong.
Dalab. Hong Kong. Hong Kong. God, the cat. I swear to God.
Give
cat.
Me a minute. Let me open the door. For
yeah, just
him.
Let him in. Just let him in. Just let the fucking cat in. Swear to God.
Yes. Okay.
So,
as you were saying.
Yeah, where was I?
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
Oh, okay, Hong Kong. Yeah, the guy that I think he bought the blue color one. I think it's called Neptune or Uranus. I don't know which one. It's either one. Yeah. And then I think the.
Okay, honestly, I don't know what is the watch about.
It's Omega
and Swatch combined. That's all.
Combined. Yeah.
But they know it's not limited edition, right?
Then. I really don't know.
It's not limited
I don't
edition.
Understand. Yeah. Okay, can I be honest?
Swatch has already released a statement saying that this is not limited edition. It's going to be around.
That's the thing. It's not just Singapore, no? It's Hong literally Kong. Everywhere. Everywhere in the world, they are behaving that way.
Why?
So it's not just Singaporeans.
Oh my god. Yeah. Stop. You guys have to stop. You know you guys are like troubling all the customer service.
Right.
The retail offices and everything.
Right. So
then, you guys just stop lah.
I just don't understand. Like, okay, yeah, I want to say something.
Yeah.
Can I be honest?
What?
I'm probably going to get a lot of hate for this.
Sure.
I can't relate to analog watches anymore. I'm all about the smart watches.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
So, if you come and show me your, what's the most expensive?
Rolex.
Okay. Mm. If you come and show me your Rolex and you shake your Rolex in my face, right? I mean, if you have it, and then you like low key about it, you know what? Yeah. I'm not gonna judge. But like if you come towards me and I say, hey, kau tengok aku punya Rolex.
Yeah.
And then you start shake. Macam Mami Jarum, you know that kind of thing. Yeah, that fucking shake.
Oh my god, Mami Jarum. I totally forgot
the reference.
About the,
shit. The reference though. For the non Malay listeners,
Mami Jarum was a
Mami Jarum
comedy movie.
Yeah, it's a Malay comedy movie. Yeah. She's basically the auntie that had a lot of jewelry around her and then she likes to show off.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah datin. Very datin. I think that one in comfort you know who's datin. But yeah, so if you come at me and then like show off, you know, like, ooh, look at my fucking Rolex, you know, like shake my face. Is that even a flex? Yeah. I mean, I get it. You pay thousands of dollars for it. But is it ever really a flex though? Yeah. Again, but like, but again, no hate to those who actually like own Rolex. Like,
but you're humble about it.
Yeah, like chill.
Yeah.
Like, got chill. Like if you want to take pictures about it, I would have done the same thing too, you know, like shake, but then like if you want to brag
and go, then you go to my face and like you shake here and there.
Yeah, macam aku, you know, Rolex 10K, Patek Philippe, apa?
Patek Philippe? What?
Is it Philippe Patek or Patek Philippe?
I have no idea.
That one lah. Is that one lah. That one, right? And then you're gonna rub it in my face.
Yeah.
Is that really a flex though?
No, it's not. It's not. I had friends who were like that. Not friends. People I've known.
Uh-huh.
Not friends. People I've known who are like that. Ooh. And they got like a Fossil watch and everything. And then like,
wait, what? Fossil?
Yeah, Fossil.
I have Fossil too.
Same.
And so is that really a flex though?
I was just a hybrid watch. Anyways.
Right. Yeah, so okay.
I had friends this group of people who bought Fossil watch.
Uh-huh.
And then they were like showing me it off, like, yeah, aku beli Fossil watch ni pakai duit aku ni semua. Then in my head, I was like, pakai duit kau. Tapi bila tak ada duit, kau pinjam dari siapa? Aku juga. Sekarang ada duit, okay lah. Imagine if I claim everything back. So so if you're gonna brag about it, make sure, you know, like, you don't owe anyone anything.
I think we're really off topic already.
Yeah, we're really off topic.
I think we have to cut it out.
But it's the introduction.
Yeah, we can cut it out. No worries. What was our main topic?
Hong Kong.
I'm still stuck at Hong Kong. Oh my God. Okay. So basically,
we were doing summaries about just now before you cut off.
Oh my God. Now, how long was that? 5 minutes, bitch. Yeah. You have to edit that shit out.
Yeah.
Okay. What was it? Okay, Hong Kong. Okay, so from Hong Kong, there's this guy. He bought it. He bought a Swatch watch and everything.
Swatch watch.
Okay. Okay, Swatch watch. It's just gassy.
Mm-hmm.
And then apparently the color lah, basically.
Uh-huh.
The color actually stick
on
his hand. So there's actually a blueprint.
Padam ke?
Kan? So macam, can imagine you spend $300 for that shit. And then one thing, it's plastic.
Yeah.
Second thing is, you know, that the paint can literally, you know, rub onto your skin. So like, could you imagine that? Could you imagine how disappointing it is?
Yeah.
And then the person even complained that the watch is very light. It's like, so it's like you're paying a $10 watch, you know, like, you know, those Casio, at least the Casio NS watch.
Yeah.
That one got value.
Yeah.
To me, that one really got value. Yeah.
Everybody's going to go NS. Everybody's going to buy one.
Yeah. Exactly. But, you know, you pay $300 for that kind of watch.
That's dumb. Yeah. That's just dumb.
Yeah. Might as well you use that money, go buy Apple Watch, right? Or you go buy Galaxy Watch. Yeah. You know, like, sure, yes. Battery-wise, you have to charge it every, you know, once in a while.
But if you can charge your phone, then it's not an issue.
Like, what's the fucking problem,
just
bro?
Just go home and charge.
Can.
There's no difference.
So,
it's not like you're going to use the watch and sleep with it.
Oh, actually, I know some people actually sleep with the watch.
Why?
Honestly, I don't know why.
I mean, I do it sometimes, only at work, to wake me up.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's just, you know, very, I don't want to wake
uncomfortable.
Up with, with marks on my face.
You know, but there are people, so I'm not going to judge them.
Okay, sure.
So go ahead. You know, you do you. If you pay $500 and you want to wear it to sleep, you know what? Yeah, you do you.
Okay, now okay, like, if $500, I will sleep with it. sleep with my phone.
You do you,
watch.
Honey. Yeah.
Yeah. So
okay, so I was bragging about myself,
and then we were introducing Woofie.
Oh yeah, yes. Okay, yes, I have a new cat. Oh, bitch, I forgot to say, I recovered from COVID.
I think everybody will know that. Anyway, since he wants to put it in,
yeah,
sure,
okay. We so recovered. Basically, yeah, we recovered like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
okay, that's it.
That's and just the post syndrome.
Yeah, and then we got the post coughing and all that shit. Yeah. So I'm still coughing.
Yeah.
And then I'm like batuk
COVID. So yes.
Okay, so basically that was our first part that we missed out. Not bad. We managed to cover back the 20 minutes. 30 minutes missing. So now it's only what, 40 minutes? You'll probably cut a lot of parts also, so you'll get like 10 minutes of this shit. Okay. So the topic that I want to talk about was the otters.
Otter issue, yeah.
Yeah, the otter issue in Singapore. I read somewhere that people find it like they are a bunch of nuisance now.
Yeah.
Like it's no longer cute or whatever.
And like I said before, Singaporeans are way more nuisance.
Yeah, they are much more of a nuisance than the actual wildlife.
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to understand like both point of views.
Yeah.
Okay. So benda ni semua Melayu suddenly. Okay, Malay suddenly. Okay, so you know, they're just bunch of wildlife, right?
Yeah.
So they don't, and they are literal animals. So they don't understand human, you know, language and all that. I mean, some of them do, but that's a whole different.
Hey, not in the mic. Not in the mic.
I didn't sneeze on the mic.
Otters.
Otters. Okay, right. So yeah. So a lot of people complain about them. And then I read somewhere that, you know, the Singapore government should do something about it. You know, like, they should, like, remove them or something like that. And that's what it. I mean, that's what I read in the comments.
Fuck
yeah.
them.
So, fuck them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm thinking that, okay, first of all, they're wildlife. Okay, let's not think of them as cute, adorable, fluffy little creatures.
Yeah.
Let's just think of them as, like, cockroaches.
Yeah.
Okay? Cockroaches are pests.
Correct.
Right? These otters, they're not pests, of course. Yeah. They're not the same category. Yeah. But wherever there's food, wherever there's drink, wherever there's shelter, there must be some sort of creatures there.
Correct. Like cats. Basically like cats.
Yeah, jin pun ada.
Betul.
Betul, kan? Betul. Tak salah, kan? Jin pun tengok
situ. Tapi tak nampak. That's why Singaporeans tak complain.
I mean,
if ada, then like, Singapore, the government should do something for the jeans.
I mean, I would not be surprised. Suddenly, I receive a comment. I read the comment. It's like, the Singapore government should do something about the jeans. They are very scary. They are very tall and black figure. I'm very scared of it. Very far already. Okay. So basically, if there's food, you know, there's water at the shelter, there must be something staying there, right? Correct. So it's the same for every
city, every country.
It doesn't matter where you are.
Then again,
mm-hmm.
we took away their home.
No, okay. Yeah. Yes, okay. That's one thing. Yeah. Yes.
So but they have nowhere else to live.
Yes.
Yeah.
But okay, let's draw a line where we try to let's try to live harmoniously.
Yeah.
Okay.
We are a harmonious country anyway.
Yes, honey. Okay, so what my thoughts are is that if you leave out food, drinks, and, you know, like, a perfect condition for this kind of thing, of course they're gonna come towards you.
Obviously, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, for cockroaches, if you just leave your food there, and you put water, bitch, they're gonna have a party.
They're gonna feast on it.
Yeah, they're gonna have a feast. They're gonna have a buffet, right? So, same thing with otters.
Yeah.
Right? There are certain, like, they're attracted to what? Fishes, cool. Right? So, if you have a fucking koi pond,
mm-hmm.
right, if you have
I know which right? article you're talking about. Yeah,
you know, a fucking koi pond, very open like that.
Yeah,
and then whatever lah, like some sort of a very natural habitat that's very similar to what the otters
a pond is lah.
Right, yeah. The otters that are used to.
Yeah,
bitch, of course they're gonna come there.
Yeah,
right.
They smell food.
Yeah, it's their food. Yeah, so don't be like the people macam marah because you know like it's not supposed to be this way, bitch. Where? Yeah. Why you like
in, then again
uh-huh.
you're living in a private estate,
mm-hmm.
it's your own house. If you don't like the otters or things right. to come in, then mm-hmm. build something,
right?
Yeah.
So instead of
blaming the government for it,
right, you should do a preventive measure by your own self, because this is your own thing.
It's basically, you know, the same as cockroach, right? Like you say, like cockroach come in your house, what do you do? You buy stuff, right, to stop them from coming in.
Yeah, preventive measures. Yeah. Right. Yeah, you, I mean, okay, if there's a whole flood of fucking cockroaches,
yeah,
I get it.
That is the government issue already.
Yeah, it's the housing issue already.
I mean, town council issue, correct.
Right?
Yeah.
But I'm sure these otters, they're not just like every day come and visit and eat and eat and eat.
Yeah,
no. Okay? Correct. I'm sure it was the one time thing where they just come and eat the whole fucking thing and they fucking left. They chow. Yeah.
It's so, like, oh shit, they come. The person come and chow.
It's a fucking po-po. So they fucking left, you know? So
we're gonna take a break.
Yeah, I'm gonna properly take a break now. Yeah. I'm gonna press the pause button and not
restart the whole shit again.
Restart the whole shit. Okay, we're gonna take a break.
We're gonna take a break. We're gonna take a break.
I'm so tired.
Anyways,
should I just quit? Should I just quit this podcast? Because I'm so tired. It takes.
Do we quit?
What?
Do we quit? You know, tweet us.
Should we quit?
Tweet us.
Do you think we should quit?
You know? If you strongly disagree, tweet us.
Tweet us. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, let's be honest. Singapore is so fucking boring.
Yeah.
Right.
And this is like the only thing that is, you know.
Yeah. The the most interesting thing about Singapore, right? Yeah. The last interesting about Singapore was the tiger that got killed. That got shot.
Yeah.
Like back in 1930s, 1920s.
No, actually quite recent. No. The one that the guy jumped inside.
No, not that guy. Let's not even talk about that guy. I don't know why he did that in the first place.
Okay.
No, the tiger that got shot in...
The last tiger in Singapore.
Yeah, okay. That was the most interesting part, you know.
But okay, tigers, I understand if you're gonna, you know, shoot them away, you know. Because they can literally kill people.
But like, they should leave it though. I want to see the violence. I want to see the murder.
I don't want to go out in the middle of the night and then just hear a purring, you know.
Oh my god. Saram. Okay, you know what? Kill them. Kill them. Just kidding.
I don't want that shit where I'm just going home and then I hear something purring in the back and I turn around, just see glowing eyes.
Oh my god. That's worse than Jin. At least Jin boleh, you know, baca ayat al-Kursi. If you do that, the lion like, bitch, what? The lion be like, bitch, what? What are you talking about? I'm gonna fucking eat you. I don't give a fuck. But yeah. Anyways, for those non-Muslims, Ayatul Kursi is basically a prayer. It's basically a prayer to to shoo away the Satan. Yeah, the jinn. That's not one of the...
It's not the main point of the...
The main point of Ayatul Kursi.
Yeah. But a lot of people use it to, you know, shoo them.
To shoo them away. Yeah. If you use Ayatul Kursi on a lion, honey, it's not gonna work.
The only Ayatul Kursi is the one they'll be using on you when you're dead.
Oh my god.
My eyes.
I'm going to die. I'm going to hell. Okay. Let's just
take a break.
The only Ayatul Kursi will be used on you when you're dead. I mean, she's not wrong. I mean, no lah. When you die, no one says Ayatul Kursi. No one baca Yasin sel.
Oh yeah, she drew.
Bitch. Girl. I mean, no one says... No one... If you're dead, and then someone baca Ayatul Kursi...
You got sucker on you already.
You got sucker, bitch. You got sucker on you, honey.
I'm a Sri sucker. Sabrina sucker. That was a reference to episode
episode 3. Sabrina ada Saka, which is Sabrina ada
Abasi keep following him.
Yeah, Abasi is a Saka. Oh my god, it's so stupid. But yeah,
let's just give him 4 minutes a day.
Yeah, so but okay, anyways, what was the fucking topic?
The otters.
Okay. Yeah. So
and you were talking about how the last.
Oh yeah,
thing
I
want to
see
killed.
The murder. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. For the protection of the people of Singapore.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, they could have kept him in the zoo though.
I think we didn't have a zoo at part time.
We didn't.
Yeah, we didn't. I don't think we had the finance for a zoo because it was in 1990s. I didn't think the zoo
was
open.
No, it wasn't 1990s. It was like 1920s. I think it was before the World War II.
Yeah, so it was like way before our independence was fighting.
I can't remember. Yeah. I can't remember my history.
Yeah.
But basically, But although we have animals though. We have other animals. We have a deer.
Yeah, yeah, correct.
We got a lot of babi hutan.
There's one in front of me.
Oh, my chest. I screamed too loud. My chest hurt.
Yeah, but I've seen a babi hutan in real life.
Have I seen a babi hutan in my life?
I've seen one.
Oh, yes. When I look at the mirror. Oh, my heart.
Oh, my God.
Kelakar, eh? I'm actually funny.
Ow. Oh, cramp. You're making me cry. Stop. My eyes. My eyes. My eyes are really itchy.
First of all, if someone calls me Babi Hutan outside, I will fuck you up. I will start to throw hands at you, okay? I only can joke about myself. I only can joke about my own weight, okay? No one can joke about my weight. I'm very sensitive, okay? I will start throwing hands.
Anyways.
But yeah.
Anyways.
I will see the Babi Hutan on the mirror. Oh my god, stop. Stop. Stop.
As I was saying.
Okay.
The only Babi Hutan that I've seen
mm-hmm.
was not you.
Okay. Right.
It's MacRitchie.
MacRitchie.
Yeah. MacRitchie, the reservoir where people do hiking. So be very be careful though. Yeah. There's actually Babi Hutan.
Oh,
there.
I know they were chased after people.
Yeah.
You literally sondol your body.
Someone at Yishun kena already what? There was an article about it. Someone at Yishun got hit.
Oh yeah. Sense of woman too. I mean, I don't want to say you deserve it, but like actually you don't. There's no joke to it.
I mean,
she doesn't deserve it though. I don't know
what did she do to the point that you get hit by Babi Hutan.
I think she was just minding her business. I think just the Babi Hutan just had a personal vendetta towards you.
Maybe you did something in your past to Babi Hutan.
But I hope the lady recovered.
Yeah.
I hope she's okay.
I think she did.
Yeah. I think it was just a normal
it
was a hit and run.
Oh my chest. Kesian macam orang tu.
She literally in the hospital bed listening to our podcast. She's like, fuck these two kids, I hope they get eaten by the
Babi Hutan.
But hey girl, If you're listening to our podcast, I hope you are recovering.
Well wishes lah. Well wishes to you.
If you want to come on our podcast and talk about the Babi Hutan, no, I'm just kidding. But really,
please though, I don't mind interviewing her though. I want to know, how did you actually get hit by?
Yeah, like what was the tea?
What did you do?
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? Yeah, but again,
I mean that you had to do something to agitate it.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. It's just it's Babi Hutan, bro. I mean, they don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck who you eat, and they just ram on you.
You're running out of topic. Yeah.
But speaking of hiking, when was the last time you hiked?
Last time I hiked?
Mm-hmm.
Does walking from one end to another, like from Woodlands to Yishun, consider it as hiking? What considers hiking?
Where there's a hill?
People can hike to from Jurong to ECP. Yeah, that's considered hiking.
So. Is that hiking though?
Yeah,
I want to research this shit.
What is hiking?
Okay. Yeah. Let me ask Siri. Hey Siri, what's hiking? Hiking is a long, vigorous walk, usually on trails or footpath in the countryside. Do we have a countryside? We live in a fucking city.
I mean, we do lah. We have one at Lim Chu Kang. Yeah, it's a farm and everything.
Okay, yeah. So I guess it's a long, vigorous walk. Okay, so yeah. I guess it's hiking, yes.
So I guess it was a year ago. I walked from Woodlands bus interchange to Yishun.
Mm-hmm.
And from Yishun back to our house. And then I went to work.
Jesus.
Yeah.
My God, why? Okay.
I forgot what was the reason behind it, but yeah, I did that.
I mean... it doesn't have to be a reason. I also did... I don't think it's considered a hike, but Ashik and I... have you met Ashik?
Yeah.
So Ashik and I, we so-called hike from Changi all the way to ECP Kapak D1.
Fuck.
You know the Thai...
Yeah. That's fast. Yeah.
Masak Thai, that one. Yeah. So it's we walked really there. So that was like, I think 10 kilometers.
Oh my God.
Journey. And then he walked and ran. I skated.
Rollerblading.
And you guys might think that, so that's cheating, you know? Bitch, you should look at my leg.
Yeah, there's still blisters for me.
Yeah, I still got my scars from the blisters. So, it was hell.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't wear shoes for the whole week.
Yeah.
You know, and even when I wear shoes, I had to tape my feet.
The army style.
Yeah, the army way, you know. Yeah. So that was last time. That was 10 kilometers. It was a journey. Okay, stop. I'm tired. Okay, we're gonna take a break.
We're gonna take a break first
because I'm coughing and I need to drink water. I didn't even breathe. I just swallowed.
You drunk. You drunk by drinking water.
Yeah.
My eyes. It hurts.
Okay. Yeah, so
We're back.
Oh yeah, we're back.
We're back.
Okay. Okay, so let's talk about
Let's talk about you and me.
Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Okay.
Pitch Perfect reference. It's such a good movie.
Can we focus? My brain is not working. What was it? Oh, okay. Okay, I don't know if we should do this for this episode or maybe the next episode. But I think I'm ready to share it with the world.
Instagram.
I'm ready to share it on Instagram. Yeah. I'm ready to share it on Facebook.
Okay.
Maybe not Facebook.
I think we have to take it like
slowly. Because Twitter, we have a smaller
audience.
smaller fan base.
We have a smaller our friends
fan base. Yeah, we have a small fan base.
But yeah, I mean our Instagram though. Our Instagram a lot of Malaysian followers.
Yeah, because of Hannah.
Yeah.
So yeah, we can start there. You can start with Instagram.
And that is when everybody in our family would know.
Not all but most those the young ones lah.
Yeah, our cousins.
Yeah, our cousins would know. Yeah. So yeah, basically no one outside Twitter, outside my family knows. Literally that. Yeah. So I'm ready to share it
to the world.
I'm
ready to share myself to the world.
I'm ready to be a dirty whore. I'm ready.
Our cousins will be listening to this.
Will they though? If they are, I'm hi.
Hi. Hi, cousins.
Hi, cousins. Hi. But if you're not, great. Because I don't want to embarrass myself. I don't want... Next month is Raya. No, not yet Raya. Next 2 months. Next 2 months is Raya.
And Uwadi.
When's your Uwadi?
12 May.
Raya ends... Raya
starts on the 3rd or 4th or something like that.
No, sec. Malam Raya. Okay, let's not confuse ourselves. The public holiday is on the 3rd.
Correct. So that is Raya lah.
So I'm so fucking tired. I swear to God.
So anyways, we're gonna share to the world.
I think I'm ready to share
that we have a podcast already.
Yeah.
Because it's been, I think this episode, it's in total will be like our
Seven or eight.
And just to inform the our friends and audience lah, from those who don't know that we don't know. This is season one.
This is season one. Okay, wait. Before you go there, I think it's weird if we were to cut our season when we just tell people. What do you think?
They're gonna have to wait. I mean, they just listen to our podcast, correct? So they have 1 until 10 to listen and wait for us to come out again. So you know, like, it's gonna keep them waiting, you know, like Marvel. You know how Marvel has done it? Yeah, it's just gonna keep them like waiting.
Okay. So like, I guess like for the people on Twitter, you guys had like the season premiere.
You guys paid. The premium account.
You guys had the premium Apa give it to me.
The OnlyFans.
Oh my god. Imagine though, if I have an OnlyFans account. The moment I post my nude, All the subscribers just
They're just gonna leave. They're not gonna listen to our podcast anymore.
No more already.
Yeah, they're gonna see your bare ass.
Oh, it's not the only thing they're gonna see. It's not the only thing you're gonna see, honey. You're gonna see the inside.
Yeah, people just left. They just ended.
I forgot my cousins gonna listen to this.
Not cousins. Our auntie also.
Oh my god.
Hi, Aunt Sophia.
This is so embarrassing. Actually, I don't care. Yeah. I mean, I already knew what I signed up for the moment I start this podcast. So yeah. I don't give a fuck. Honestly, I don't give a fuck.
But Raya's gonna be a very
who? Sorry, what?
Hari Raya's gonna be a very kecho topic.
Hari Raya's gonna be awkward.
So, oh, couldn't I start podcast?
So I heard you're gonna start an OnlyFans account.
What am I gonna see?
How much you gonna pay, honey?
So
God.
We're gonna share it on on Instagram. So once we share, you guys start sharing also. Yeah, you guys like.
I like how the way like you're forcing them to like. Yeah. You better start.
Sharing. Because you guys are my friend.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You guys
yeah,
are my friend. You true, better work for me if you want to be in this podcast. If not, you're all cancelled.
Oh my god! Speaking of cancelled, do you think we're gonna get cancelled? I feel like we're gonna get cancelled.
But what?
I don't know.
Any fans?
We have said so many controversial things.
Yeah, talking about cancelling.
What?
Do you watch the latest news about how Will Smith smacked Chris?
Oh
yeah, on the face.
It's a meme.
Yeah,
it's a meme though.
No one has no idea whether is it true. Like,
it's real.
It's real. Like,
yeah, yeah, it's real. Like legit. Will was.
He was really pissed about it. So where were we actually?
So what?
Where were we actually?
I'm so tired. I'm my brain cannot.
And like as I was saying just now about this is gonna be our season one.
Yeah.
It will be ending in episode 10. So episode 10 will be during most likely around Hari Raya period. Coming closer to Hari Raya. Yeah, so we're gonna take a break.
We're gonna take a break.
So once we come back, that will be after Hari Raya where we have time again.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, that's true. Because I got project.
Yeah.
I got project coming up.
You got project. I got to, you know, I have to start working already. I have to get my life straight already.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I think this break is gonna be good for us.
We're gonna have to take a break, lah.
Yeah, we have to take a break because I got project coming up, and then my brother he just finished his NS.
Yeah.
So he has to start looking for a job. He has to be very, you know, he has to work hard for it.
Yeah.
Gotta work, bitch.
Yeah.
So
I'm gonna work for that money.
Yeah, and she's gonna collect that coins, honey.
If I become a stripper, do you think I would end?
We should do a poll. That should be our first Instagram poll. Should Izul be a stripper?
Will I earn money?
After he leaves NS. Oh my god, that will be a content, bitch. I wanna see that content.
Serious topic though. Let me serious question.
You really wanna be a stripper?
No, are there strippers in Singapore?
Are there? It's private call.
Oh really? Yeah, yeah. I didn't know that.
Okay. It's not because I know.
How do you know? Now that's a question.
I've been secretly hiring strippers for myself. No.
Is it like call girls? No, right.
Okay. So it's a private hire. Grab driver.
They come and fetch you.
They come and fetch you. And
they come and dance
stripping
for you.
Yeah, Sunny. You gotta call it like coming, Sunny. No. What was I? Oh. It's literally private hire. So they will come to your house and then they will do stripping.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the question was, how do you know?
article.
Oh,
article.
Okay.
What article was it?
Facebook.
I think.
Call for Facebook.
No, it's not Facebook. It's like those independent articles in Singapore.
Okay.
Yeah. So they do like very controversial topics and all that shit. So I read it and then but this stripper, he's a male stripper. So I can't remember, but I remember the situation was that there's just three girls. Yeah. One of them was the reporter itself, and then the other two is the actual ladies that wanted to hire the stripper, lah. So I don't know why there's only three girls. You know, it's very such an awkward
number,
right? Yeah. It should be more than that, but I guess they did that, lah. Then they hired the male stripper, and then they interviewed the male stripper at the same time. I mean, not in video. I guess it's like.
Yeah, like, I mean, they had to cover up.
Yeah, I think it's
they had to protect him.
Yeah, no, it's not that. It's not even video.
Oh, it's just a
interview. It's an article.
It's a literal
article. Yeah. Okay. So I think they asked him like how much does he earn and everything, and then I can't remember the whole topic because I honestly I just came across the article then I just click on it and just read because I was bored. Okay. Like, yeah. Oh no, I also want to be a stripper. No, I'm just kidding. Do you guys really want to see me naked? Do you guys really want to see me naked? Are you sure?
You need to make a joke about yourself being a Barbie Hutan.
Are you sure you want to see me naked?
So, like I said, we're going to end this podcast at the 10th episode.
Yeah.
And we're going to start posting every Friday.
I think we're going to start every Friday. I think it's much more convenient.
Yeah, it's much more convenient for us also.
Yeah. Because we are very busy now.
Yeah, very busy. Because I'm going to ORD.
Yeah.
And you got projects coming up already.
Yeah.
So, whoever said that ORD, can relax already? No, actually no.
Actually, no one said that. Who said that?
A lot of my friends. Yeah, when you ORD already, you can relax in base already. No, actually no. Because I'm thinking about my future. I'm thinking about my future, guys.
Wait. Before we continue, your friends really said already blurry leg. Okay?
Yeah. Why did you relax? Can relax because you're going to OID, so you can relax at base already.
No, okay. So what that meant is that when you're about to OID,
yeah,
that period of
time. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it's after OID can relax.
Nah, babe, no lah.
So, who said that? That's I will literally ask, who said that?
I will interview the person. How much money does he have?
What kind of privileged ass bitch had the opportunity to do that kind of thing?
No, I mean like, when you're about to OID,
okay.
relax. But actually, no.
That makes sense. Yeah. For me, it makes sense because, I literally like when I want to okay I think I'm dragging the episode. Next time, it's the next time thing.
Yeah. But I have to start job hunting already. So.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. So we'll see how lah, guys. Mm. So I think we're gonna call it a day.
Call it a night, bitch.
Call it a night. So I gotta work in the morning also. God. It's my first morning shift after so long. So we're gonna call it a night. Abang's gonna eat. I'm gonna start laying down my bed. And that's it. So, yeah. Stay safe, stay COVID-free.
The irony, though.
The irony. Mm. But, yeah, stay COVID-free and have fun. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah. it's going to be the weekend for you guys. So, enjoy your weekend.
Yeah. We're going to post it on Friday. Yeah.
So, yeah. It's going to be a weekend for you guys. Enjoy your weekend. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to suffer working. Yes. So, that's it. Bye.
Bye.